As the lockdown commenced, I found myself queuing up other songs that reminded me of crowds, in the way a single snatch of melody can instantly remind you of an ex or an old friend. I wanted songs that reminded me of what it's like to be with thousands of strangers. I listened to Drake's Nice For What and Coffee's Toast, which took me back to swaying tipsily in the crush of the Notting Hill Carnival, of being giddily overwhelmed as the juddering sub-bass moved in waves through a million ribcages. I missed the disinhibition of dancing in a dark, low-ceilinged club. I missed screaming into the cold winter air of the AFC Wimbledon terraces about an outrageous refereeing decision. I missed the joy of chanting and feeling my own thin voice being made whole by others joining it in unison. I missed the tingling mixture of anxiety and vertigo the moment you first step into a festival, or a football, or a carnival, or protest crowd, a feeling of overstimulation, the ripples of noise and colour jostling for your attention, the anticipation of being subsumed in the crowd and yet powered up by it, of losing a part of yourself and your independence and being glad to. I missed the strange alchemy of congregation, when your brain pulses with the validation of being with so many people who have chosen the same path. How could I be wrong? Look, all these people are here too. While many of us were missing crowds, the realities of COVID-19 meant they had taken on a completely new meaning. Gathering with others was suddenly paradoxically antisocial. It suggested you were careless about viral transmission of a deadly disease, more interested in your own short-term social needs than the lives of strangers. The very sight of a crowd suddenly seemed alarming. We shook our heads at rumours of parties and shared photos of Cheltenham Festival or the Stereophonics Cardiff gigs as if they were clips from horror films. Festivals, congregations, assemblies, raves, processions, choirs, rallies, demonstrations, audiences in stadiums, halls, clubs, theatres and cinemas, gatherings of any kind became fatal. As lockdown begins to ease, people are again gathering to socialise in parks and on beaches, and to rail against injustice in Black Lives Matter and Extinction Rebellion protests. But crowds as we used to know them won't be coming back for many months to come.